here's a story from The World.
We'll be taking a look at the future of work today on the show. But first, COVID-19 and new research that builds on knowledge we've had about face masks. Masks work, and some masks work better than others. A study of more than 300,000 people in several hundred villages in Bangladesh shows the effectiveness of masks against COVID. The study does something that scientists have longed for. It provides better real-world data. Ahmed Mushfiq Mubarak is an economist at Yale, and he's from Bangladesh. He helped lead the study in his home country with the Ministry of Health. Half the villages in the study were given free masks and education, and the other half weren't. Mubarak explained to us how the study was done and what they learned.
Given the massive scale of the trial, with 342,000 people, we decided to just basically throw a lot of different strategies at it, and then we came up with four strategies, when implemented in unison, was persistently increasing mask wearing. We call it NORM. So the N stands for no-cost mask distribution. We did free door-to-door distribution. The O stands for offering information. So we had a nice video that explains the importance of mask wearing, where the prime minister of the country, the captain of the cricket team, the director of the Imam Training Academy, a religious leader, they all kindly recorded snippets for us. And then the M stands for role modeling of leaders, where we went to the mosque, did a secondary mass distribution, but worked with the imam of the mosque so that he would endorse the concept and tell his congregants. Finally, you can't just distribute masks on day one and leave it. You have to go back and remind people. So basically, we had mask promoters. We tried to hire them locally. So they would sort of politely intercept people and say, look, we distributed masks everywhere in the village. Why aren't you wearing one? Here's a replacement mask you can have, but please don't forget it next time, because we don't have too many of these to give out. When we do all four of these strategies together, we saw a tripling of mask usage. That effect stayed persistent beyond the period of intervention.
Mm. And how did that affect the rates of COVID-19?
So what we observe overall is about a 10% decrease in symptomatic seroprevalence. So that's our primary outcome.
The 10% overall success you mentioned, is that a lot?
So the way to think about it is, think about exactly what happened in the first stage. In control area, some people were wearing masks. And in the treatment area, more people were wearing masks. And we didn't introduce a mandate or anything like that. We didn't force masks on people. And just that little bit of a change, the 30 percentage point change in mask wearing produced that 10% effect. If we were to move from nobody wearing a mask to everybody wearing a mask, that would have led to a much bigger change. However, some places we randomly worked with fabric cloth masks, and another set of villages, we randomly chose them to work with surgical masks. We also have engineers on the team, and we did careful testing of masks at the outset. And we found that surgical masks start out at 95 to 97% filtration efficiency, whereas cloth masks, even well-designed ones with three layers and interwoven fabric, they only start out at maybe 35 to 40% efficiency. And we saw that even after 20 washes, the surgical masks retain up to, say, about 81% filtration efficiency.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the engineering data suggested that the surgical masks were great, right? So then what does the health data show us? So that overall 10% effect I'm talking about is actually much clearer and bigger for the surgical mask villages. In fact, in the surgical mask villages, 34% of all infections on people over the age of 60 get eliminated. It works particularly well for the elderly.
Is there any ethical issues with this kind of study where you provide such resources to some communities but not to others?
Masks were not being withheld from anybody. All that we did was added encouragement and promotion of masks in certain communities. And the reason that we had to do it in certain communities is that, honestly, I just didn't have the budget to cover a country of 160 million people. And through setting up a set of partnerships with the governments in Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, Nepal, as well as large NGOs, we've already distributed masks to over 100 million people.
Hmm.
And that's why I've already advocated for masks strongly and this kind of mask policy very, very strongly.
Ahmed Mushfiq Mubarak is an economics professor at Yale University. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.